This episode is brought to you by Fetch. Fetch is a kennel alternative right here in Denver, not a traditional doggy daycare or boarding school. They offer one-on-one private pet care for all kinds of pets, both furry and non-furry. And their employees are experienced, insured, bonded, and background checked, so you can rest easy knowing your pet is in good hands. Basically, they know pets. I used to watch a Burmese mountain dog named Sven, who was just like walking a polar bear. It was insane. Fetch offers pet sitting, dog walking, pet taxi, medication administration, and more. And he hated going on walks. I could like walk him around the block and then he was like, he just liked to lay in the bathtub. So if you're looking for high quality pet care you can trust, check out Fetch at northdenver.fetchpetcare.com. That's northdenver.fetchpetcare.com. Today on CityCast Denver. A brand new type of social club is trending in Denver right now, and all the movers and shakers are involved. At least, that's what these private members clubs want you to think. Our producer, Paul Caroli, went deep down the rabbit hole at the swankiest one we could find, and he's on today to talk about what's really going on behind closed doors. And watch out, some of the stuff happening in these members clubs is explicit, and this episode is too. Today is Thursday, March 28th. I'm Bree Davies, and here's what Denver's talking about. Hey, Paul.
Hey, Bree. Good morning.
Good morning. I don't want to say I sent you on a mission, but I mentioned something a while back.
You cursed me.
I did a little bit, because sometimes I tell you something and then you get a little too interested and you start digging around. No, actually, that's what makes the show great. I mentioned that I had noticed this thing happening in the city was the idea of the private members club. I was seeing a couple different iterations of this thing popping up. And you were like, what is a private members club?
Yeah, I literally never heard of this. I now know there's like Soho House, and this is like a trend all around the world for really rich people in cities,
yes.
I think, to be part of these clubs.
I think they would argue it's not for really rich people, but I think there is a twinge of it being for really rich people. The Soho House example is great because that's a major city. It's like LA and New York have Soho houses. We don't have one, but we have something that feels kind of similar, I think. The Clayton Members Club would be the closest. We started talking about it. So I wanted to see, like, am I just feeling this or are there really multiples of this thing? And Clayton Members Club is definitely the most private clubby of these clubs. It reminds me the most of country clubs. Or here in Denver, we have athletic clubs like Denver Athletic Club, Cherry Creek Athletic Club. And they,
you're so slow rolling this right now. You're saying you mentioned this, but like, what, you came in so hot this day.
I was so mad. Okay, I was mad. I don't like exclusivity, and I think that curated social experiences are bizarre to me.
Yeah.
Like, do you just have to pay to be around cool people?
I mean, you pay for
That's
a lot of
feels.
Stuff. I don't know. But anyway, here's what happened. You went on this rant about these things, and I was like, well, that seems cool. And I signed up to join a bunch of them that you mentioned. So, yeah, I did go down a bit of a rabbit hole.
The ones I'm thinking of are Invisible City on 9th and Santa Fe. Mm-hmm. That's a more arts-focused one, I feel like. It's about $100 a month. You get this, quote, key to the city that does that unlocks activations and special events. They do food-oriented events, music-oriented events. They do things weekly. You can go and hang out with cool people. And then I found another one called Birch Road on the north side. But that's really like a bare-bones co-working space that has a liquor locker. So you can just like, it's like your own bar. Basically.
Yeah, I've learned there's a big spectrum of these things, like, and the services and amenities associated with the clubs and the offerings are so different. Like $100 a month and you know, meals and events is one thing, but then the Clayton Club, where I spent the most time talking to folks, it's quite a bit more.
It's a
of everything.
Lot more.
Yeah,
to me, because I went and looked at the cost of this, and it's $3,200 a year plus a $2,000 joining fee. However, if you are youthful and under the age of 30, which I have not been for over a decade, pricing is $1,900 a year and only $1,500 to join. But how you apply, I know there are, I saw the application online, and mm-hmm. I'm assuming this is what you went through, and mm-hmm. we'll talk about that. But it was still a little bit vague as to what they were looking for to me.
Yeah, I'd say so. It was nerve-wracking trying to answer those questions.
So one of the questions I pulled was from the Clayton members application was, tell us more about you as it relates to our five pillars. Be fun, be curious, be generous, be authentic, and be inclusive. How did you feel answering that question, Paul?
Oh my God. This was a very challenging moment. Because at this point, I didn't really know what these things were about. And I was like kind of honestly interested in it. Like, I don't live too far from the Clayton Members Club. It's a little pricey, but if they have great amenities and services, like the public pools near me have awful hours, you know, because we don't pay to keep them open as a city.
Right.
But if there's a private club that has a really great pool and the price is right, I'm not opposed to that. So part of me was like kind of interested, but part of me was a little weirded out by the exclusivity and these like pillars, which I didn't know how to interpret. And honestly, I'm kind of embarrassed to share this, but I do think it's important that I read a little bit of what I wrote in response to that question.
I am dying for you to do that.
Okay.
I want to know.
Okay. So their pillars, again, are be fun, be curious, be generous, be authentic, be inclusive. And I'm supposed to explain how me with this weird half-personal, half-professional interest in this organization is going to navigate that. I wrote, I feel like curious is a gimme, so I'll start there. I'm a journalist by trade, though the title has never been a snug fit. I thrive on new ideas and fresh perspectives. It's what energizes me. So I think this community could be a great way to meet interesting people with all kinds of ambitions and expertise.
I wonder if journalists right out the gate made them be like, nope.
I know. And you can also see me in here trying to be like, I'm cool. You know, you can like me. Let me into your club. Invite me to join, huh?
That's what I don't like about it. That's exactly what I don't like, is that you felt that way. Okay, so that was part of you. You were answering the first part.
That's curious.
I'm sorry, be curious.
Be curious.
Be fun. And
then I go on. You'll note I didn't use the word podcast in that sentence. It feels like the butt of many jokes these days. I don't know why I felt compelled to clarify that, but whatever.
You're pouring your heart out to this application.
I was in a mood. Okay, so this next part is a little explicit. Sorry about that. But I make a fucking great podcast that's pretty successful too. It's like a whole company with 10 other production teams across the country, and totally a real thing is what I tell my parents. I wish I was more fun. That's why I'm applying. This seems like a pretty cool group of people, though, and I've only heard good things. Not so proud of that. I heard from you some not good things. For the other pillars, what can I say? I spend a lot of my time in service to others, living my values, blah, 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 blah. Please let me in. Please let me in. Some of my interests.
You do, though. You give blood. That's something I know you do regularly.
I give blood. I give
blood.
That's
giving to the community.
Do you want to talk about it at length? How good a person I am giving blood?
I mean, I was just saying that's a great example of you actually doing something in the community that maybe other people that fill out this application don't.
I do recommend giving blood. It's a fun thing to do every 8 weeks.
That's a whole other show.
With my wife. It is another show. I'd love to talk about that. Anyway, some of my interests include Colorado-style pizza, the Olympics, business and tech trends, film scores, the plant-based protein market. And that's the end of my application essay to the Clayton Members Club.
How do you think you did?
I mean, they emailed me. They were like, come to this open house. We want to meet you.
Okay. So I want you to set the scene here. So you and your wife, Megan, mm-hmm. recently went to an open house at the Clayton Members Club. Set the scene, Paul. What was going on there?
Okay. So it's a Monday night is when the date is. I at first invited our producer, Olivia, to join to document my experience. Then I got too nervous and I told her she didn't have to come. I worried a lot about what I was going to wear and ended up wearing basically what I normally wear to work, like button-down shirt. But it's a very swanky hotel in Cherry Creek, basically, is what this place is. Because the Clayton Members Club is both, they have this members club thing and it's also a boutique hotel. And it's pretty new. It's like a few years old. And the two businesses, they launched at the same time. And that's what I learned at this mixer. It was when we showed up, it was like 10, 15 people in a room big enough for like 50. I was just slowly chatting with folks and like I don't know. Should we get right into the tour? Where do you want to go next?
I just want to 10 to 15 people. This feels like it feels like a networking meetup. Mm-hmm. Is that what it felt like?
I think so. I think that's a big part of the appeal is like, because of the exclusivity and the cost, you know, when you walk in the room that the people there have money. And so the networking has a little bit of a higher stakes. And I think that's part of the appeal that like, that's the insidery promise of a place like this. The other part about the networking thing is that it seems like, I mean, one guy I talked to, he had been a part of a members club in New York City. And so he was moving to Denver and this was his, like one of his first things was like, he wanted to set up a place where he could work. He wanted to set up a place where he could swim and where he could work out. And he already knew some people. So it made sense for him.
I can see that being an appeal too. This is where you socialize. You look for a place like that in your new city. Mm-hmm. I will say though, the Clayton Members Club website really pushes this diversity angle, I think, in the photos and the language. Mm-hmm. Was this like, do you feel like this group was mixed demographically at all? I mean, it's hard to tell if you haven't talked to everybody.
I talked to probably half the people there. I think the prospective members were, I would say, relatively diverse. As like, if you had a room full of guests on CityCast Denver, I think it would be a similar mix. It would look like the people who are applying. Now, however, as I talked to people in this room, I slowly discovered that I would say almost half of them were some kind of mix of employees and existing members.
Oh.
And those.
So you were like one of the few perspective.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they had seeded the room a little bit with people who were enthusiastic to tell the Clayton story. Sure. And that group was a little bit more homogenous, mostly like petite women. I don't know.
Good looking people from Cherry Creek.
Yes. Yes.
I know that clientele very well. I worked in that mall for 17 years. I can see it. I can see it. Mm-hmm. So you had to be invited to this event. It's an open house, but you still have to be invited, right? This came through your application. That's how you got into it.
Yes. Yeah. The implication to me at the time was, this is where we're going to meet you, get to know you, and feel out whether or not this is going to be a good fit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Still so vague.
I know. And at this point, and I know this ruins some of the tension of the story, unfortunately, but as soon as I walked in there and saw this boutique hotel and all these fancy people, I was like, this is not my crowd.
This is not my vibe.
And I lost the personal interest in joining. And so for me, it became just professional. So at that point, I'm just like looking for information and trying to get the inside scoop on this place.
I'm thinking of that, walking into that versus walking into like a board game night at Wizard's Chest. Like Wizard's Chest does all kinds of games in the basement, D&D. And I imagine it would be a little different. I don't know. I'm thinking of other ways you would socialize and meet people. So this is a very specific, you got a specific message when you walked in.
Yeah. And by the way, Wizard's Chest in the basement playing games, that's a great place to meet people and make friends if you don't want to pay to join a club like Clayton.
So can I go back to this, the visual you get, and I have to say from the messaging of the pricing, do you have to be young and hot to join the Clayton Members Club?
I was worried about that. And that was my biggest question going in there. I did ask, like they gave this whole spiel, the director of membership, or maybe like they had a bunch of people with a bunch of very similar titles who all seemed to run the membership program for this hotel company. But one of them gave a spiel. They were like, you know, these are our pillars. This is why it's important to us. This is what Clayton's all about. And at the end, she said, any questions? And no one had any questions except me. And I said, what's the deal with this whole cheaper for young people thing? That's kind of, that's something, huh? How do you explain that? And one of them, she took a big step forward, gave me a big awkward smile. And she was like, I'll give you the direct quote because I wrote it down. Point, I had told them I was a journalist. So I wanted to be clear. They knew that what I was there for.
That's fair.
So she said, we want to give a leg up for young professionals.
Okay.
We want it to be more accessible for young people.
I mean, when you're younger, you generally are making less money. I mean, that's complicated. Talk about class dynamics and career tracks and all kinds of things.
Yeah, she followed up immediately because I must have made a face or something. She said, I swear it's not age discrimination.
Man, well, if you have to say it, it makes me even more curious. Is it?
I know. We can get to that now if you want. But after this tour, I did talk to a lawyer about that.
Oh, okay. You know what? Let's do the tour before we get to that.
Okay.
So you kind of put him on blast a little bit. You're like, all right, okay. Curious about this young people thing. So you do the little mixer, you hang out, and then they say, do you guys go as a group? How does it work? Do they walk you around?
They split it up into small groups. Like, it was me and Megan and maybe a couple other people. We saw the gym. We saw these lounge areas with like really comfy couches. It's like a hotel. So it's like a really nice lobby. And they have like special restaurants and special food options for members. But like really nice amenities, great gym, a big event spaces. They hold parties all the time. I learned that's a big appeal of this is like,
sure.
They have a special Halloween party, a New Year's Eve party, which was weird because they said you still have to buy a ticket, but being a member makes you eligible to buy a ticket for those big parties.
Okay.
Yeah.
So those are not available to the general public?
I didn't get that impression that they were.
Okay.
Yeah, they have they have art on the walls. All the art on the walls is by members, and it's for sale. It was fine. There was one I remember that was the notorious RBG.
Yes.
So that was kind of like, that was a moment a few years ago.
What an era of feminism. I don't want to talk about RBG now.
Yeah.
Go on. Fine.
They made a big talk about like how the people there are clearly the draw. You know, you're going to talk to fancy, rich, powerful people. They said Mayor Johnston had come in the previous month for a mixer. Like, they invite folks like that in to come and talk. I got the impression that this is the kind of place where like Nathaniel Rateliff might pull out an acoustic guitar and just like play a few songs for the Clayton members one night, you know?
If he's getting paid enough, you know, the High Dive, yes, is like his clubhouse. That's more his vibe, but he is on that level these days.
I think they might have the money too.
Interesting. Okay. So you're a person that goes to the gym. Did these things like appeal? Were you like, yeah, okay, I get this. Like, this looks like a nice place.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. The amenities are great. I mean, and it's like not super convenient for me, but it's not horrible.
Yeah. I was like, it's not too far from your house.
Like the restaurant thing. I kind of like the idea of like having a hotel where I could have a discounted rate.
Seemed cool too.
Like maybe my parents would want to stay there. And that was actually the person who on my tour was most interested or seemed most interested to me in joining was this older gentleman. I think he was Greek. He and his wife were there. And when we got up to the restaurant on the top floor, the rooftop restaurant, he was like very keen on joining because I think he wanted a place where he could come and stay when he visits his grandkids.
Oh yeah. And also I love a nice hotel restaurant. I get that appeal.
It was beautiful up there. The pool's kind of small. It's like the size of two hot tubs. It's not like a lap pool or anything you could like.
I feel like from the pictures I've seen too, it's like they either cover it up or something to make the patio bigger sometimes. It's not really about the pool.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of a lounge area. So you said there were folks in this group that were already members, right? Mm-hmm. Did you talk to them?
Yeah, some. I asked a few questions. I mean, I asked a bunch of questions. At a certain point, it's just like, it's a hotel, you know? They have the stuff a hotel has. I did ask how many members, and I asked actually two times, because the first time, I didn't realize what was happening, but she dodged my question. Then the second time, I got a response. She said, that's our best kept secret, which I thought was interesting, because like it made even more clear the members are the draw, you know? How much access do you have to these, like, you know, insidery, powerful folks? That is the appeal. That's the impression I got. But then there's also like a bit of an ick factor at this place because it's not just the exclusivity. It's also like, I don't know. I don't know what to make of this, but they were talking about monthly member parties. And I was like, what's the theme? You know, what was last month's party? And she told me white pajamas and black lingerie was the theme of the party. Which was like, oh, that's interesting. I've not been to a party like that.
Yeah, Paul, this is really not, I mean, I probably went to a party of that style in my early 20s at a weird bar in Lodo. I'm thinking of like Suite 200 or something, not to bring up a Francois establishment, but Does that kind of answer your question, though, about who the young and hotness of the members? Because to me, that's who you want to see in white pajamas and lingerie.
No comment.
Interesting. Okay, so it wasn't like Halloween party or like spring fling or like, I don't know.
I'm
rep
sure
your
they
city
do
or,
those too. I don't know.
This feels now it's feeling a little fratty.
A little bit. I mean, all the people there were cooler than me. So
would that be incentive for you to join or disincentive?
That's giving me some soul searching here to do. I don't know. I would like to be friends with people that are cooler than me. I like being around cool people, talking to interesting people. I think that's a draw.
You have friends. You have friends that are cool, interesting people. You
can always add
I
more.
Okay, sure. Okay, I'm really dying to know what a lawyer said because I'm very curious about this idea of age discrimination and how, because that's the thing is like, this is not a novel new idea to have a private club. There's all kinds of clubs that have requirements that clearly subtly or not so subtly involve age and I don't know, income, things like that. Is it legal to charge young people less money?
Yeah, that was a big question for me too. So after the tour, I did reach out to a lawyer friend and asked, you know, do you know anyone who does discrimination work? And he connected me with Laura Wolf, who is a civil rights attorney with Spark Justice Law here in Denver. She works on different kinds of discrimination cases. And she told me basically, no, it's not illegal. What they're doing is perfectly fine. She says discrimination under the law would be differential treatment based on a protected category. And that's key for understanding how discrimination law works is it's these protected categories and and whether or not you're protected depends on the area of law. So in employment, for example, you'll have protections for race, for sex, for national origin, disability, age. But in housing law, age is not protected, for example.
Okay.
And in this case, because it's like public accommodation is, she said, the category, there's no protections for age. It's just not protected in this case, at least right now.
I mean, I'll also give an example, you know, where you bring up age. We get calls sometimes from people who are younger saying they believe they're being discriminated against because they're young. And I'll tell you that age discrimination laws don't protect younger workers. They only protect workers who are 40 and over. So there are specific categories of individuals and protected characteristics that were seen as suffering from a large enough amount of harm that the legislature decided to effectuate laws to eradicate that harm. But for example, if that changes one day and we see a large number of younger employees suffering from discrimination in the workplace, you know, perhaps the age discrimination laws would change at that time.
We could, like, if people got really fired up about this kind of club or these kinds of rules, like, this is the kind of thing that Laura said we could lobby a legislator to maybe make a law on and create some protections for, you know, the non-hotties out there who still want access to this kind of networking.
I mean, I guess if the Clayton Members Club low-key becomes like a big lobbying power itself, then maybe it would become a question of like, is this a powerful entity in the city?
Yeah.
And should you be allowed to be a part of it?
It kind of makes you think about like how social networks work and how our you know, our politics work. And I mean, if Mike Johnston is there glad-handing folks, like, and you're a business owner and maybe you got some business with the city, that could really have an effect on a lot of people's lives. And maybe it is important that older people have to pay more. So, and maybe it is worth legislating. I don't know. I don't see a groundswell of, you know, popular furor over this happening, but it's possible.
I would say going behind the gate of the Denver Country Club, not far from the Clayton Members Club, is where you might find a little more of that power glad handing kind of thing happening. This is assumptions on my part based on the history of country clubs in this country. And I wouldn't say this seems like exactly that kind of place.
I bet it costs more than $300 a month over there too.
Oh, for sure. For sure. So it's not illegal.
No.
You can say young hotties. You're kind of what we're looking for.
Hotties eat free.
Hotties,
you might say.
Hotties sit by this pool for a discounted rate. You revealed yourself to be a journalist. I mean, you revealed yourself to be a journalist in your application.
Yeah.
Did you talk to anybody at length on the membership side or get any more details talking to them about this place or what they do?
I didn't. That's pretty much the end of it. After the tour and after my conversation with the lawyer and a deep conversation with my wife about our future and our social lives, it's not in the cards for us. I mean, they did send an invite. They sent the email inviting me to join. But they did not accept my request for a follow-up interview to learn more. So that's where we've left it.
This is interesting to me because I would say also too, you and Megan seem like perfect perspective members. You're young urban professionals. You, networking probably would be beneficial to you as well, as much as it being beneficial to their members. You seem like the type of clientele that would be good for this, but
thank you.
You're saying vibes wise, it's maybe not your vibe.
Not a good fit for me personally. I can imagine how it would really work for some people out there. I come away thinking it's kind of just an interesting new type of business rising in our city.
So do you feel like the ick factor or the weirdness or any skepticism you had is like kind of settled?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, no judgment for me. I think if folks want to be a part of a group like this, if this kind of party works for you, more power to you. I love it. I support you.
I have to say my perspective has changed a little bit too in this conversation. And something that really clicked for me is when you said, our rec center pools, ours are kind of crappy and I would join a nicer place to have better access to a nicer pool. I have absolutely tried to do that. There's nothing close to me in my neighborhood and I would pay a little bit more money for a nicer experience that maybe had a restaurant in it, that maybe, I've been to Lifetime Fitness in Broomfield. It's not a similar thing, but they definitely have a smoothie shop and a really nice fitness center and a really nice pool and a really nice co-working area. And this is making more sense to me now as maybe one of those places, barring the fact that they don't probably have lingerie parties at that athletic club.
Oh.
So. Yeah. It's just a thing. It's a thing that's happening in Denver, and I'm less skeptical. I'm glad you went on the inside, Paul.
Yeah, I am too. I am too. I had fun with this one.
Paul, thank you for doing this deep dive, this dig in. Thanks for doing that for us.
Yeah, thanks for talking to me about it.
We want to hear from you, too. If you know the best place to make friends in Denver for free or for networking purposes, we want to share that knowledge. The Inclusive Social Network hotline is open. Text or leave us a voicemail at 720-500-5418. Again, that number is 720-500-5418. That's all for today here on CityCast Denver. If you enjoyed this show, why not take a minute to tell Clayton Members Club and Hotel CEO Matt Joblon about us. Rate the show wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to our morning newsletter and learn more about us at denver.citycast.fm. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city. See ya. Now I'm just going to have, are you ready for the sex girls from Revenge of the Nerds stuck in my head because it's all I'm thinking about after you mentioned the lingerie party and all the nerds from Revenge of the Nerds showing up and just like killing the vibe.